आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
We are discussing about ego. So earlier Shankaracharya has suggested us how to end this ego. Now he is telling, he is condemning ego. In verse number 298, he says, Santi Anne. Santi, there is. Anne, other. Santi Anne, there other. Pratibandha means obstacles. So there are other obstacles. Okay. For whom? Punsa. For all of us, for all seekers, for all individuals, for all human beings. There are some other obstacles. What type of obstacles? Sansara hetavo. Sansara hetavo. They are the cause. Hetu means cause. Cause of sansara. Cause of sansara. Cause of sansar means cause of janma mrityu, cause of birth and death. Drishta, it is seen. Shankaracharya is saying it is seen that there are other causes also for this sansar, for this cycle of janma mrityu. Tesam ekam mulam, tesam, among all these, tesam, ekam, out of all these, ekam, one is the root, mula. Not only mula, it is prathama, it is the first one to come. Vikaro bhavati ahankar, that is the modification, vikar, bhavati, that is ahankar. The first one is ahankar, he says. There are many causes of our sansar, but the first one is ahankar, ego. Okay, what are the other ones? Like desires, etc. काम क्रोध लोभ मोह मद मात्सर्य अटैचमेंट दीज आर ऑल कॉजेज ऑफ संसार बट द रूट कॉज ऑफ ऑल दीज इज द इग्नोरेंस ऑफ रियलिटी रूट कॉज ऑफ ईगो इज इग्नोरेंस एंड वॉट इज दिस अहंकार इग्नोरेंस एक्सप्रेस्ड इन बॉडी एंड माइंड इज कॉल्ड अहंकार एंड इन तत्वबोध वी हैव सीन अहम कर्ता अहंकार है अहम कर्ता कर्ता मीन्स कर्ता भोक्ता मंता ज्ञाता आई एम नोअर आई एम इंजॉयर आई एम डूअर दिस इज ऑल अहंकार ओके देन ही सेज इन वर्स नंबर 299 यावत स्यात स्वस्य संबंध यावत एज लॉन्ग एज स्यात देयर इज स्वस्य संबंध एनी रिलेशनशिप With whom? Ahankar, eh? With ahankar. And what is this ahankar? He says, duratmana. It is the wicked ahankar. So adjective of ahankar, Shankaracharya says, it is duratmana. It is wicked, it is wild. Tavan, so long, na les matra api. Then there cannot be slightest talk about what? Mukti varta. We cannot talk about mukti. So even a little bit of ego is there, don't talk about the mukti liberation. Liberation will not happen. Bilakshana, this mukti is unparalleled. Okay, then he says in verse number 300, Ahankar grihan mukta swarupam upapadyate. Swarupam upapadyate, how will I come to know swarupa? Upapadyate, you gain, your swarupa, your own true nature. Your own true nature you get. Okay. How? Ahankar grihan mukta. When you are released from ahankar. Mukta released. From whom? Ahankar. What ahankar has done? Ahankar has done swallowed our brahmananda, our atma. It has covered. I am not able to enjoy it. So ahankar grihan mukta. When ahankar is removed, what will happen? Swarupam upapadyate. Swarupam, your own true nature. What is my true nature? I am Brahman. I am Satchidananda. That is my swarupa. I am not Jivoham. I am swarupa. My swarupa is I am Brahmananda. And how is that Brahmananda? Chandravat. Like sometimes there is an eclipse on moon or sun. What happens? We are not able to see. Our beautiful moon is covered. Chandravat, Bimal. Bimal was pure, untainted. And Purna. Purna means infinite. Infinite. Our Swarup is untainted. Our Swarup is infinite. How is our Swarup? Sadananda, ever blissful. Swayam Prabha, self-effulgent. So four indicators Shankaracharya is using for our own swarupa. Yova puresa ahamiti pratiti. In this pura, in this city, in this body, that which we are experiencing, which we perceive as aham, I am so and so, I am not so and so. This so and so, I am talking about, we are talking about ego. We are not talking about the suddha aham. Pratiti, buddhya prakalipta. Who created this ahamkriti? Buddhya. Your intellect, your mind has created this aham. How it has created? Tamasa, by ignorance. By ignorance. Okay, and then what is the result? Ati mudaya, extremely deluded. After this aham, this ego has come, then I am extremely deluded. Tasya eva nissesataya vinase. Tasya, this ahankar, eva, alone. Then nissesataya. Nissesataya means totally. Vinase, when this ego is totally destroyed, vinase, then what will happen? Brahmatma bhava pratibandha sunya. You attain what? Brahmatma bhava. You attain identity with Brahman. And how is that identity with Brahman? Pratibandha sunyam, unobstructed. Unobstructed pratibandha. no obstruction at all. Pratibandha sunya. Now, verse number 302. We have already chanted once, but we will chant once again.
Brahmanandanidhir Mahabalavata. Ahankara Ghorahina. Samveshtyatmanirakshate gunamayaihi. Chandai Strivir Mastakaihi. Vigyanakhya Mahasena Shrutimata. Vichidya Shishatrayam. Nirmulyahamimam Nidhim Sukhakaram. Dhironubhoktum Kshamah. Brahmanandanidhir Mahabalavata. Ahankara Ghorahina. Samveshtyatmanirakshate gunamayi. Chandai Strivir Mastakai. Vigyanakhya Mahasena Shrutimata. Vichidya Shishatrayam. Nirmulyahimam Nidhim Sukhakaram. Dhironubhoktum Kshamah.
So Shankaracharya is giving one example or a metaphor. He is saying, don't take ego very lightly. Don't take it lightly. Brahmananda Nidhi, treasure of bliss of Brahman. So Brahmananda Nidhi, it's a treasure. Brahmananda Nidhi. And this treasure is with all of us. With all beings, this Brahmananda Nidhi, this treasure of bliss is already with all of us. But Mahabalvata Ahankar Gor Aina Sambeshtya. Mahabalvata, very mighty, by the mighty Ahankar Ghor Aina, by the dreadful serpent ego sense. What that ego has done? Sambeshed. It has enwrapped. It has covered. It has covered what? Brahmananda Nidhi. This Ahankar, ego, Aham Karta, Aham Bhokta, Aham Gyata, Aham Manta, this has covered Brahmananda Nidhi, the treasure of Brahmananda. This Brahmananda is in all of us. This is what Ahankar has done. Okay, so last time we have seen a story about, normally in the story we find, earlier there used to be no banking, no banks. So whatever saving used to have people, they would keep in one metal urn and they will dig a hole and put it somewhere in the courtyard, cover it, and only one or two persons come to know about it. And later on, they find it out. So this Nidhi is also like that. It's covered. It is inside. But nobody knows it. We are not able to experience that bliss. Okay. So this Brahmananda is protected, and Shankaracharya is using three words. One is Ahina, is a serpent. One serpent is sitting on that Brahmananda Nidhi. How is that serpent? Terrible. Go. Terrible serpent. And then Mahabalvata, and this serpent is, it's not a weak serpent. Serpent. It's a Mahabalvata, very strong. How this Mahabalvata, he has become Mahabalvata? So it has gained strength by drinking milk of sense objects. One Mahatma said how he became Mahabalvata. So he became Mahabalvata because of drinking the milk of sense objects. So what he has done? Sambeshed, it has enwrapped. Enwrapped what? Enwrapped that Brahmananda Nidhi. Where is he? Atmani. in mind. Where is this ego? Where is this serpent? It is Atmani in mind. Here Atma means mind. Atmani in mind. What is doing? Rakshati is guarding. Is guarding. Guarding what? Brahmananda Nidhi. Rakshati. How is guarding? Gunamai Chandai Tribhai Mastake. It has got three hooves. The Ahankar has got three hooves and is guarding that Brahmananda Nidhi. And these three hooves are how? Chandai. Very, very dreadful. And Gunamai. It is made of three gunas. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. So Ahankar, made of three gunas, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, is sitting there. And how is that? It's dreadful. And it is covering Brahmananda. So Brahmananda is surrounded by terrible snake, Ahankar. So ego is not allowing us to enjoy that. Ego is not allowing us to enjoy that Brahmananda. Acha. Okay, this Ahankar is also three types. In Bhagavad Gita, you will find the Ahankar is of three types. Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic. People say, I am Sattvic. You know, I get up early in the morning, I do my sadhana, I do my puja and all that. I am a Sattvic person. And sometimes many people claim, I am a Rajasic, I am not a Sattvic person. I am very Rajasic. I can't sit for meditation even for 1 minute. Why? I can't remain idle. I am Rajasic. Some are Tamasic, lazy, sleepy, heedless, Tamasic. And the people have ego of, you know, of the knowledge also. You know, I am the great scientist. Or ego of jap. Every morning I do so many mala. Or tapa. You know, I don't take nowadays, you know, no breakfast, no lunch. I take only one meal. Or I take only phalahar, sab grain chhod diya. No more grains, no wheat rice. I am taking only phalahar. People have got ego of this also. Or if they are talented people, they say, I have got this talent. Ego. And some have got the ego of egolessness also. I have got no ego. You see? So people have got this type of ego also. Now the question comes, million-dollar question comes, how to kill ego? Although we have discussed earlier also how to kill ego, from verse number 277 onwards, Shankaracharya first suggested the various methods by which we can kill ego. And there we found that ever fixed in the own self, if you remain always fixed in the own self, ego will go away. Or if you are a tamasic person, from tamas you come to rajas, from the rajas you come to the sattva, and your effort will end when you reach the sattva-gun. After that it will take over. It will happen naturally. So our job is to come up to sattva level. So if I am tamasic, what I have to do? I have to become rajasic. Rajasic means what? I have to come to the sakam karma. Slowly, slowly, from sakam karma, we have to come to niskam karma, selfless activities. And from niskam karma, I have to come to, slowly, slowly, sattva-gun pradhan. We come that. My mind is pure, purified because of the niskam karma. Okay, then it was also said, naham jiva param brahma. Already Shankaracharya suggested how to remove this ego. Naham jiva. I am not jiva. Who are you then? Param Brahma. I am Param Brahma. Not jiva. And also it is said, okay, you need help. Okay, Shruti, Yukti and Anubhuti. Shruti. Take the help of scripture, Shruti. Yukti, by logic. Anubhuti, experience it in Nididhyasan. Or Shravan, Manan, Nididhyasan. Or again, other method, don't get associated with the karma, with the action, or the fruit of action. Sangam Tyaktva. This way also you can do it. Or Tattvamasi, go on continuously thinking about Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi. Continuously we are thinking. think the identity between Jiva and Brahma, continuously think that I am not Jiva, I am Parambrahma. This way, if we continue to do, ego will end. So these are methods already we have seen earlier, already suggested by Shankaracharya. Now Shankaracharya says, Vijnanakhya Mahashina Shruti Mata Vichidya Sirsatrayam. Sirsatrayam, three heads, Sirsa, head, Trayam, three heads. The serpent has got three heads, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. So what you have to do? Vichidya, cut it, sever it. But how? Shruti Mata, according to the Shruti, according to the scripture, whatever scripture says, what scripture has said, already I have discussed. Already just now I discussed what scripture has said. Mahasina, Vijnanakhya Mahasina. Mahasina means the great sword. What is the name of that sword? Named Vijnanakhya, named realization. So when you realize, then after that, your aham vritti is gone, idam vritti is gone, and suddha aham you have reached. So who will get it? In the third line you will find it, dhira. Dhira, a wise man will be able to do it. So dhira, who destroys it by cutting its three heads with the great sword of realization in accordance with the Shruti. So our all actions, all our thinking should be in accordance with the Shruti. Apna logic mat batana. Don't make your own logic. Go according to the Shruti. So it is a strong sword, Mahasina, called realization. Vijnana namakam. Knowledge means wisdom, aparoksha anubhuti. Gyan and vijnan. It's not theoretical knowledge. It is vishesh gyan. Vijnan means vishesh gyan. What is this vishesh gyan? After shravan, manan, nididhyasan. In nididhyasan, then you will come to experience it. We call it aparoksha anubhuti. Aparoksha anubhuti. So this realization has to be after Shravan, Manan and Nididhyasan. From Nididhyasan, from Savikalp to you go to Nirvikalp Samadhi. So Samadhi practice is to be done Shravan, Manan, Purvakam. Shravan, Manan, Purvakam means first you have to do the Shravan. Then you reflect on it, your knowledge should be doubt-free. No doubt should be at all there. Sravan manan purvakam. Then you sit for nididhyasan. Nididhyasan, then you reach to nirvikalp samadhi. Okay. So Shruti, how can I get it? Where will we get the knowledge? Shruti mata, if you study Shastra, you come to know. You come to know what is Suddham and what is Asuddham. Asuddham means aham vritti. Many times we have seen that there are vrittis are two types. In Upadesha, Raman Maharshi has said, there is idam vritti and aham vritti. Idam vritti is continuously changing. This object, objects are coming one after another. This is idam vritti. And the knower of this idam vritti is aham vritti. This ahankar is relatively permanent in comparison to idam vritti. But this aham vritti, this ahankar is also a vritti. It is also a vritti we have to know. And this vritti is illumined by, lit by suddham. Suddham. In Gita also it is said, asanga sastrena dridhena chitva, same. Asanga sastrena dridena chitva, you have to cut it. And what is the sword said there in Gita? Asanga. Disidentify. Detach. Vichid the sirsatram, kill the three roots of snake and enjoy Brahmananda. So we all can enjoy Brahmananda. How? Just by removing ego. Just by removing ego. Like in Chicago, we get always, there is no sun. It is always cloudy, gloomy, dark. Why it is so? Because of the clouds. But if you want sunlight, what you have to do? You don't have to bring sun. Sun is already there. What you have to do is to remove the clouds or go above cloud. You will get sun. Similarly, remove ego, then the self, the consciousness, the illuminating, the amriti is already with all of us. Thus, nirmulya, destroy completely, aham, ahim, imam. Nirmulya, completely destroy. What? This ego. Nidhim sukakaram dhira anubhoktum chama. Chama means you become fit. If you remove the first condition is that you have to uproot this ego, then you become fit. Chama, nidhim, the treasure. What is this treasure? Sukhakaram, which brings bliss. And who will get it? Dhira, a wise person. Anubhoktum, anu means paschat, after. After you have removed ego, then bhoktum, you can enjoy. Chama, you become fit to enjoy. What? This nidhim, this treasure. So after destroying completely the serpent ego, dhira become fit to enjoy treasure, which brings bliss. Okay. So first we have to put in effort to kill this ego. And how to kill ego? We have already seen, already discussed. Okay. So long there is ego, no Brahmananda. So long ego is there, ego is covering the Brahmananda, that treasure. Brahmananda Nidhi is covered by the ego. Dhira. Who is the dhira? Dhiyam rati visham. Rati means protect. Dhira is a person who is protected from the sense objects. Sense objects are no more disturbing him. Objects are there all around. But he is not disturbed by all those objects, sense objects, no more indulging in sense objects. And in Bhagavad Gita also said the same thing. Acha, before that, Narad Bhakti Sutra also, we are discussing in Bhakti also, one of the condition was said, Vishaya Tyaga, those who are attending Bhakti, Narad Bhakti Sutra, same thing in Bhakti also, you have to do the Vishaya Tyaga. Sam Dukkha Sukam Dhiram So Amritatvaya Kalpate. Sense objects are there, but I am not disturbed. Sama sukra and dukam. The thing which I want, if I don't get it, I am not disturbed. Or the thing which is giving me sorrow, if that is also gone, I am not happy, not disturbed at all. Sam sukra dukam dhiram. Amritatvaya kalpate. He becomes fit for the amrit. What is this amrit? That Brahmanand is amrit. You become amrit, immortal. That Brahma is immortal. So dhir means a man of realization. He enjoys that treasure. He has killed the snake. Snake, ego, he has killed the snake. How he has killed? He has controlled his mind. Controlled his mind. So here treasure is Brahmananda. Snake is ego with the three hood, sattva, rajas and tamas. Because we always say, I am sattvic, I am rajasic, I am tamasic. In the morning we all say, I am sattvic. Vivek Chudamani class I am attending, I am sattvic. You are sattvic. And after that you become rajasic, go to the office or go out, rajasic. And in the evening when you become tired, you become tamasic. You want to go to bed. So same person, same ego becomes sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. So weapon to kill the snake, vigyan, vishesh gyan means experience it. Aparocha anubhuti, vishesh gyan. And where to get this vigyan? Shruti, in the scriptures. How long I have to study scriptures? Already Shankaracharya said, we are attending once a week only. But he says, continue every day. Every day. Vijnan. And who will get it? Dhira. Same thing earlier Shankaracharya said, same thought. Apoktim khananam tathopari siladyutkarsanam svikritim. In verse number 65, more or less the same thought was said earlier also. 65. When did we do it? Long time back. So Shankaracharya has given us two examples to explain the ahankar and what the ahankar is doing to the Brahmananda Nidhi, the treasure. One example was the Chandra and Rahu, moon and the Rahu. Rahu covers moon. We are not able to see it. Same way, the ego in us has covered that Brahmananda in us. And the second example given was treasure guarded by snake. Snake. Ahankar is compared to a snake and he is guarding that Brahmananda. He is not allowing us to reach there and to experience it. Gurudev says, the treasure of the infinite bliss of Brahman is kept secret in the undisturbed cave of the physical body. So where is this Brahmananda? In this physical body, it is there with all of us. It is already with all of us. This treasure is being guarded by a serpent, the ego sense, the individuality. Individuality is represented by a serpent upon which Sri Krishna danced and destroyed the serpent in the holds of the peacock, the vehicle of Lord Subramaniam, the serpent that is worn by the ornament of Lord Shiva. All these represent the ego sense, which is the stockpile of all our stupidities. This powerful, terrible serpent, the ego, protects the treasure trove of blissful Brahman, Brahmanand, for its own selfish end. This ego coils around the treasure and protects it. This ego ahankar in us will not allow us to realize the state of Brahmananda. It expresses itself at all times through one agitation or another. Continuous flow of thoughts are there in mind, one after another. It will not allow us to reach to the illuminator of all thoughts. A triple-headed serpent is this ego. Its terrible hoods are gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. This serpent can be destroyed only by sword of direct perception, vijnan. By no other means can we end the ego, underline. By no other means can we end the ego. The ego can be ended by the sword of knowledge, forged by the direct perception, aparocha anubhuti, which is gained through the sincere and intelligent study of the scripture. So this niti dhyasan or nirvikalp samadhi should be preceded by sravan manan and niti dhyasan. The Shruti says, the self in you is the self everywhere. That experience alone will end the ego. There is no other instrument, no other way to achieve this. With such an instrument, what instrument? Vijnanam akhya mahasina. Nididhyasan jan anubhav namna. Be very clear. Nididhyasan jan anubhav namna. Let us cut off the three hoods of this fearful serpent. Tamas can be ended with rajas, rajas by sattva, and sattva finally ends by itself. Underline. Sattva ends by itself. We have to put in effort and come up to sattva gun. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says to Arjun, nitya sattva stav bhava arjuna. O Arjun, you come up to sattva gun. So our effort should be that we should come up to sattva gun. If we are tamasic, come to rajas. From rajas to sattva. The ego has to be thus annihilated, plucked by its very root, mula, make it rootless, nirmul. Man with discriminative intellect, having destroyed the very root of ego by sword of knowledge gained by the study of Shastra, enjoy the treasure of the bliss absolute. So path is should be very, very clear to us. We have to follow scripture. Following scriptures means, if you said it is written in Ved, from tomorrow morning I am going online to buy 4 Vedas. Rig Ved, Yajur Ved, Sam Ved, and Atharva Ved. And I will start studying. But before that you have to study Sanskrit. Because all the Vedas are in Sanskrit only.
Then you have to
study Panini Grammar. And even the Panini Grammar. For learning Sanskrit you know up to Panini Grammar. And one Mahatma said for understanding Panini Grammar he has to take 100 lives. And after that you will study. And when you study the Vedas, you will find that 96% of the Vedas are only the ritual portion. And in between different places, you will find that Tattva is given, Upanishad is given, the Brahma Jnana is given, the knowledge is given. And that knowledge is collected by the Mahatma, our ancestor, Rishi Muni. They have given us. So this is the all the Upanishad. Take it. You don't have to study Vedas. And some of you don't want to even listen Sanskrit words. Tell us in English only. And many times it becomes very, very difficult to translate a Sanskrit word into the exact English. It's very difficult to convey the message. So we have got no option. We have to put in some Sanskrit words again and again. Next verse, 303.
Yavadvayat kinchita Vishadosa spurtirasti chaddehe Kathamarogyaya bhavet tadvad Ahantapi yogino muktai Yavadvayat kinchida Vishadosa spurtirasti cheddehe Kathamarogyaya bhavet tadvad Ahantapi yogino muktai.
Simple verse. Yavatva yat kinchit visdos purti asti chet dehe. Dehe in this body, dehe. Yavat as long as. Va yat kinchit, even a trace, even a little bit of visdos purti, spurti, the effect of the impurity of poison. A little bit of bacteria, a little bit of disease still there in poison. Astichet, if there is. So as long as there is even a trace of poison, a small particle of poison left in the body, then it is said, katham arogyaya bhavet. Katham is how arogyaya. For recovery, bhavet, can it be? How can one hope for complete recovery? If there is a virus or a bacteria in the body which causes fever or indigestion, how can you say, I am fit or I have completely recovered? No, you can't say. A little bit is there, it will again germinate. You know, for malaria in India, the doctor used to prescribe quinine. And after taking the dose, whatever is prescribed to take that quinine, the malaria, it will go away. But some germs of malaria, they stay hidden in the liver and they take another 3 months to come up again. Without even bite of the mosquito, it will come up again. So what is to be done? So they found out method. What is the method? You take quinine now weekly. Earlier you were taking daily, maybe 2 times, 3 times a day, for 3 days or 7 days, whatever is the course. And after that you got rid of the malaria, no fever, you are fit. But still they say some bacteria remains there. And to kill that bacteria, you have to take that medicine weekly. Corona is reappearing. So it's not one dose, one complete set. Oh, I have given you. Now it will not recur. No. You have to continue for a long period of time to remove it. Okay. So if there is a virus, bacteria in the body which causes fever and indigestion, how can you say, I have completely recovered? You see, some people come to class. They say, I come every day. Every time there is a satsanga, we come and join your class. But you know, I've got vertigo. I come, but I've got vertigo. Vertigo means the head is reeling. So now tell me, what Vedanta will enter into that brain? If the mind is reeling. Or if somebody says, no, I'm fit, but I go to class for relaxation, you know. The class is very relaxing. You feel sleepy, so therefore I go and sit in the last bench. And I take such a good angle so that Uncle Ji or Auntie Ji is not able to see me directly. I'm sleeping. But they don't know Uncle Ji, Auntie Ji never sits in the podium there. From the day one, I sit in the front of the audience to see their eyes, whether they are present in the class or not, whether they are understanding or not, whether whatever I am saying is going over the head or not. But now it's not very clear to me. There are 25 pictures in this monitor. I am not able to make out the eyes of each person. But I can make out that you are present here. You are present here. You are understanding. Okay. Tadvat ahanta api yognah muktai. So how to become fit? It says tadvat. Similarly, ahanta, this ego sense, api also, yogina. Yogina means the meditator, of the meditator, muktai, for liberation. Such too is the effect of the ego sense upon the meditator's liberation. Even if a little bit of ego is there, it will create problem for yogi. Little bit of ego, problem for yogi, meditator. Okay, they will not enjoy the ananda of a jivan mukta. You will not enjoy the brahmananda. Joy will be obstructed. Remove ego from root. So ego is to be removed from root. If you go to the Ayurvedic practitioners, they will always say, we will remove the disease from root. But how the allopathic people? Their treatment is symptomatic. Oh, you have got headache, pain? Okay, you take this aspirin. We call it Tylenol here. You take it, khatam ho gaya. But what is the root cause of the headache? That is not seen. Abhi to aapko chutti ho gaya na. You are relieved. Achha. So Gurudev says, Yavat, if there is even a little bit of poison in a man's blood circulation, how can that man be healthy? The ego sense ahankar is the poison in spiritual existence. How can the meditator yogi who is striving for liberation gain it if the ego sense of the body is still persisting, lingering in him? Therefore, this ego must be completely rooted out and annihilated. Next.
अहमोत्यन्तनिवृत्त्या तत्कृत नानाविकल्पसंहृत्या प्रत्यक्तत्वविवेकादिदम् अहमस्मीति विन्दते तत्त्वम्
अहमस्मीति विन्दते तत्त्वम्
अहमोऽत्यन्तनिवृत्त्या तत्कृत नानाविकल्पसंवृत्त्या प्रत्यक्तत्वविवेकादिदम् अहमस्मीति विन्दते तत्त्वम्.
So Shankaracharya is telling us about the terrible ego. It is a great obstacle in the spiritual sadhana. So seeker has to overcome it. Shankaracharya is giving different angle thoughts about ahankar. Seeker should destroy ego from root. Ahankare kartari. Ahankare with the ego. Kartari, the doer. Aham iti.
Two, three,
three,
four.
Oh, katham arukya
304.
Aham atyanta nibritya. Aham of the ego sense. Atyanta nibritya by complete cessation. So on complete cessation of ego, when the ego is totally removed, what will happen? The path 4 is saying, bindate tattvam, you attain what? Tattvam. Tattvam is that reality, that truth. Bindate. The moment you remove ego, you get the tattva. You get the Brahmananda. Moment you remove the cloud, immediately you get the brilliant sun. Okay. Tatkrit nana vikalpa sangritya. Tatkrit created by it, nana vikalpa, by restraining sangritya, diverse mental waves. So destroy other things also created by ego. So we have to destroy ego, and the ego creates many other things. Many other things means we have already seen. Kula, nama, gotra, rupa, ashram. You remember earlier Shankaracharya said? Branches, root. Root is aham. Ahankar. And what is the root of aham? Ignorance. Because of the ignorance, ahankar comes. And from the ahankar came kula, gotra, nama, rupa and ashram. We have studied it earlier. So by complete cessation of the ego sense gained by the restraining diverse mental waves created by ego itself. So when we destroy ego, we can reach tattva. And with the destruction of ego, this kul, naam, gotra and everything will be also destroyed. Okay. So what is that tattva? What is that tattva? It is said, pratyak tattva vivekat idam aham asmi iti bindate tattvam. Pratyak tattva vivekat, through discrimination of the innermost reality. We have to discriminate inner reality. Discrimination between only two things. Very simple. Tisra cheez hai nahi. One is atma, another is anatma. You have to discriminate between these two. Okay. Idam aham asmi. I am this. So there is anatma. And now we are saying, I am this anatma. I am this body. I am this subtle body. I am this gross body. This is our present state. Now you do the vivek. Both are available. Anatma is there and atma is also there. When you come to know the nature of both, and you know this atma is the Brahmananda Nidhi, the source of all joy, all sukha. It is available. It is already with me. What I have to do? Only simple thing. Disidentified with anatma and identify with atma. Only this much is to be done. We all will need the permanent sukha. Nobody will run for the temporary, because anatma, really speaking, does not have any joy content. In anatma, there is no joy content. Joy is in the Brahmananda. We are superimposing the Brahmananda on the sense object as if the sense object is giving me that joy. So when you come to know the source, you are no more interested with anatma. You are no more associated. You will not run after the anatma to get joy from there, because you are already in Brahmananda. For maintaining the body, you will need food. That's all. De do, khana de do. Ho gaya. Okay. So by discrimination, one can come to know, I am not ego. I am not this aham vritti. Who am I? I am the Suddha Aham, the illuminator of the aham vritti. Always remember, Suddhaham, on Suddhaham there is aham vritti. This Suddhaham is not a vritti. Vritti comes and goes. Aham vritti also comes and goes. In deep sleep there is neither idam vritti nor aham vritti. So it is our experience. So when idam vritti is not there, aham vritti is not there, so we are no more suffering. And in deep sleep we say, we slept very well. We slept very well. So long ego is there, no Brahmananda. So long aham vritti is there, you cannot reach Suddham. Aham vritti also has to be removed. Na amritatva vindati. So how you get it? Aham atyanta nibritya. Aham atam nibritya. The first path. Aham atyanta. No trace of ego. No trace of ego. Suppose you are suffering from indigestion for a long time and you go it to Ayurveda doctor. First thing he will say, restriction on food. You will eat only this much, that. Oil, zero oil, he will say, zero. No oil, don't touch at all. Here also ego is zero. Zero, no. Totally you have to uproot the ego. Remove ego with all effects. This is we have to do. Yes. 305.
Ahankare kartari.
One minute. Let me read Gurudev. When you are living as the ego, it cannot but create various mental agitations of endless varieties of vanities of family, race, name, form, wealth, learning, etc. When the ego is totally ended, the vanities arising from it also end. The ending of the ego is the realization of the supreme state. Underline. The ending of ego is realization. Removing of clouds is realization of sun. This supreme state is not realized as something other than the meditator himself. It is realized as one's own self. I am this self will be the nature of this total realization. I am that Brahman, I am that Atman, I am that Satchidananda. This is experience. Satchidananda is not different from me, not other than me. I am that. So anubhuti, when you sit in the nididhyasan, slowly, 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 when you go into the nirvikalp samadhi, you come to know that state. You have gone beyond your mind. No idam vritti, no aham vritti. Both are gone. What is remaining there? That consciousness, that illuminator is there. That illuminator is there. When the dreamer realizes the waker, the experience is, I am this waker. The final spiritual experience is subjective. Nobody else can experience on your behalf. It is subjective. It is personal, direct, and it is full. Aisa nahi hai, aadha hua, aadha nahi hua. If the aham vritti is gone, you have got the full realization. If little bit of aham vritti is there, realization is not happening. Even the aham vritti is 0.001%, realization will not happen. Always as one's own real nature.
Ahankare kartari.
Ahankare kartari.
Ahamiti matim muncha sahasa.
Ahamiti matim muncha sahasa.
Vikaratmanyatma.
Vikaratmanyatma.
Pratiphala jushi swasthiti mushi.
Pratiphala jushi swasthiti mushi.
Yadadhyasat prapta, janimriti jara dukha bahula,
janimriti jara dukha bahula,
pratichas chin murtehe, तव सुखतनो संस्रितिरियं तव सुखतनो संस्रितिरियं अहंकारे कर्तरि अहमिति मतिं मुञ्च सहसा विकारात्मन्यात्म प्रतिफलजुषि स्वस्थितिमुषि यदध्यासात् प्राप्ता जनिमृतिजरा दुःखबहुला प्रतीचश्चिन्मूर्तेः तव सुखतनो संसृतिरियम्.
So this is a terrible ego. It's a great obstacle in our spiritual sadhana. Shankaracharya is giving different angles, try to teach us about its details. So, and our job is to destroy this ego. This is the goal set by Shankaracharya. We have to destroy this ego. Why? If you want to enjoy Brahmananda. Nidhi, if you want to enjoy the treasure of that Brahmananda, ever blissful, then we have to destroy this ego. Ahankare kartari, ahankare with the ego, kartari, the doer. Ahamiti mati, the notion, the identification, I am this, I notion. Muncha sahasa, muncha means renounce, remove, give up, sahasa, immediately. Immediately you do it. So renounce immediately your identification with the ego sense and the doer. Doer means the sense of agency. I am doer. Muncha, give up. Give up this ego. Aham iti mati, aham bhav is to be given up. So when we feel I am ego, I am so and so, that seems real. Aham bhav seems real to us. This body seems real to us. But aham bhav is not true self. This aham vritti is not suddha aham. It is ego, it is a vritti only. And we are identified with this ego, aham vritti, and not the Sachidananda, not the suddha aham. It is a wrong notion. So aham vritti, idam vritti, both are vritti, both are inert, it relates to anatma. And we are identified with the vritti only. And there is also something available to us, is the aham, suddha aham. So what we have to do? Give up doership. Give up doership. When the teacher is saying you have to give up doership, the sister says, okay sir, when you are saying, let me make a plan, it will take 5 years. I am making a plan from nowadays, now onward, I will try to remove. Shankaracharya says, Shankaracharya is our guru, he says, sahasa. Sahasa means immediately, now, you do it now, it's not a 5-year plan. Abhi nahin. In India, you will find in many shops, aaj nagad kal udhar. Today you buy cash. Udhar I will give you, you want something on credit, come tomorrow. So when you go tomorrow there, he said, no, I have written aaj nagad. Today you have to buy
kal udhar.
On cash. Again you come tomorrow. If you want something on credit, you come tomorrow. Here is sahasa. He says sahasa immediately, you do it now. So why ego should be given up? Why ego should be given up? In the second line he says, but we'll take it up and the next day we will not be able to complete it.
पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओं श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम्.